wish the of our employees here. First one we have will be resolution number 81, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislative Defense Agreement with awareness for 2007 appropriation legislative body.
I'll move it.
Move it. Second. Any, Carl?
Yeah, I understand that the Legislative Council and the Awareness Council had a conversation down to an insurance requirement that she has. I would suggest that we vote on this tonight, and then if the county contract manager decides that she doesn't have the wherewithal to get the money, because she doesn't get the money until she spends it anyway. So what do we have to lose by just moving the ball? What I understand, what the county wants is she signed a contract on January 1st, 2017, and they want professional liability insurance or automobile insurance retroactive from that day. The term insurance company will not give her, and it didn't say in the contract that that's what they had to do. That's what I believe that's what's holding up this whole thing. I don't see a attorney-client privilege. I'm sorry, that's what I've heard. Is that?
You're the client.
I'm not the client.
You're the client.
You're
the client.
Right.
You know more than the average client.
Okay. To me, it just, why don't we just pass it and let the county screw her? I'm not the
one. Oh, my God.
And Karen, you had a meeting with awareness. I just update the committee on what your meeting with transpired at that meeting.
Yeah, if you want to talk about the current contract, or...
I'm told by Vicki that she's spoken to the insurance department and all the proper insurance documentation, you know, with the county labeled as it is not, or the county listed as an additional insurer is there, and she's in the process of obtaining the workman's comp waiver that she needs. So I believe everything is ready to move forward for this year's contract.
Sorry, I mean, like we said before, if it's not, they will authorize the contract to proceed.
Yep.
They won't sign off on it.
My concern about passing the contract last week before we were aware of all of the, all the prerequisites were met, is we would be in the same position we were in at the end of last year, which was no ability to sign a contract. So I don't want to be authorized to sign another contract that I won't be able to sign in the end. But now we're all set.
This is just what the qualifier means, that everything is met to professional needs.
Absolutely.
All right. Tracy?
I'm just assuming, I know it's not today, we have a heavy agenda in front of us, but we will be brought up to date on what the 16 contracts, I think that's what Carl was starting to get into before we got here. This was before, it was 17, which...
I would say that at some point in an executive session, we could discuss that.
Okay.
On Resolution 81. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? All right. Resolution 94. Authorizing the county to dedicate county bridge number 160 miles and not as Fall Field.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 109. Approving the execution of a contract. Amending. Closing the aggregate contract to be in excess of 50,000 to be entered by the county at the end. Information service.
Second.
Any questions, Carl?
Yeah, I had a question at our last meeting, and I had emailed the director, Sylvia, my questions, and she did give me answers to the questions I had. But my questions were that this maintenance contract technically is for three servers, two management consoles, and three tape drives at a cost per year of $48,000, blah, blah, blah. So, I went online and looked at what the hardware was. Today's prices for the hardware are a lot different than what they were in 2006. Because apparently in 2006, one server cost $150,000. I'd like to see the receipt for that, because I don't think we got our money for it. Anyway, I've seen them for sale refurbished for $8,000 to $12,000. Now, depending on what kind of drives they have on them, what kind of hardware is attached to them, these are big servers. But they're nearing the end of life. And I know what Sylvia had described to me was is that if they decided to invest in new equipment, right now the total cost of keeping something new on until they phase this out would be a lot more than what they're spending the $48,000 for. Unfortunately, it's a bad situation to be in, you know, and I know the decisions that were made in 2014?
No.
I think it's the
2014,
right. They were nearing that, 2006.
Oh, you mean when I made the decision at the end of life, yeah.
Right.
That was
yeah, so they were purchased in 2006. They're old. They're very old. So $150,000 server that lasts 16 years? Or 15
years? 10 years. I mean, we're 11. 11.
Right. Well, we're still using it.
Right. Which is the 11 years. Yeah.
So I don't know, looking back, if we got our money's worth out of this or not, but we're kind of stuck paying the service for it because it's kind of a unique device that not everybody can repair. I'm sure the parts can only be had by IBM if you have this elite service contract for $48,000 per year. And it just makes sense. But my questions were, in the beginning, I can only see these servers at $10,000 to $12,000 a piece, not $150,000. I would never pay for, even in 2006, a server for $150,000. Mr. Chairman,
I'm sure he's a person.
Well, I just want to ask Sylvia and Carl. So I remember your concerns of 2 weeks ago, but did you get an answer in terms of what it would cost to replace?
My contention was is that the price that we were paying for maintenance was about a third of the cost of what it's worth today.
Right.
Not what it was worth in 2006.
Okay, what is it worth today?
So what it would be, what it would cost today to replace it, and quite 100% clear, this is your question, so would be about $50,000 a piece, and then the maintenance would go down to about $4,000. How many are there?
There's four of them, and the maintenance would go to what?
To 4,000, and that's just the ballpark, because depending on the server, you'll have different components and different storage, so that's kind of like the median. Do we have a plan to replace them? What's the expected year that we're going to replace? We are phasing them out and moving off of that architecture into the newer architecture for the sheriff's department and emergency communications and the local PDs using the police systems the most. And they are highly secure systems and very reliable. And there was at the time of not your basic server. So there was a reason to spend more than $10,000 on the server.
You said we're phasing them out, but do we have a timeline?
Oh, the timeline, yes. We expect to be off of them in 2018, maybe the middle of 2019. We started the project just last month, and it's supposed to be an 18-month project. So that should get us to the end of 2018, but, we could slow over a little bit.
I mean, one of the things about even
I know you just touched on it briefly, but could you give us just a little bit more on what those servers, what they provide? You said communications.
Yeah, so...
the district attorney, other different departments.
Two of them are running the public safety system that provide all the software for the sheriff's department, records management, corrections, patrol, and all the other modules tracking their work. They're also used for emergency communications, for computer-aided dispatch, and incident tracking on their end. And they're also used by almost all, I think except one local PD, or is every local PD using them now, to store their records on that system, and also to share information between the towns and the county. So we're really making good use out of those. The other two they'll probably be phased out even before the end of 2018. They are running let's see, there's some health department applications on there, finance, the county clerk has an application that's phasing out. Those, we're slowly but surely knocking those applications off and moving them to different platforms. Some of them are going in the cloud, some of them are going on to smaller servers. So,
real property on there, too?
No, we started, they're already off of, they used to be on those.
They used to,
yes, they're off now.
Parks and Task Force, Social Services,
yes.
Child Advocacy, District Attorney, Public Defender, Sheriff's Probation, Risk Communications, and Finance, and all county departments for records retention and management of county vehicle usage. So she was very, you know, thorough in giving me the information, which I'm glad. The problem with buying new is that so you're we're going to spend $50,000 to service, $4,000 in maintenance for like the first 5 years, and then go back up to like $25,000 because as they get older, the maintenance contracts get more expensive. I mean, what's the life of a server? Because to me, these servers from 2006 are already at the end of the line.
Right, they are. And like I said, these are in a different class. These
right.
aren't the servers that you're buying now, like from Hewlett-Packard or Dell.
Right.
So the servers that we're buying now usually have a life of about 7 years. And they don't have the annual maintenance on those. Usually the first 3 years are included in the cost, and then we would buy extended warranty after that, but it's not on the scale of this by any means.
All right. I mean, I was satisfied. I guess after I got the answer from you, I just wanted the committee to know how much it costs to run information services in the department, which, I mean, look, this is government. We're not making a profit here. But the total cost of ownership of every department's IT work is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and there's no return on the investment. The stuff you pay, and then you get new stuff. I mean, that's kind of the way every IT department is, I mean, unless you're a large corporation. But being at a county level or in the town level, there's absolutely no benefit to spending the most, you know, the highest and best, you know, to get the best result, because you're not getting the return on your investment.
Sorry?
Well, I would like to say that we are getting a return on investment, because without all of that stuff, you won't be running applications from the public.
I'm sorry. All right. Any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Mm-hmm. Nobody?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, yes. I'd like to make a motion to seek Resolution 136 next.
Well, actually, I was going to ask the sheriff and the DA both are here. I know it would be easier with resolution. Sheriff, sure, you're here for a particular reason?
Just take a picture.
Okay, let's move to 136. Authorize the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a fine agreement with New York State Criminal Justice Service for funding of director of project with the inmate partner of the district attorney's office. Move second.
I'll second.
Okay. We called you down here to just do some questions regarding the funding.
Sure.
You're going to get the money for the. First of all, we want to know if we're not getting funded, then will we continue this employee that you're going to be hiring? So I make that very clear that, it's not ongoing. Money's not coming in.
Sure.
That decision's all up to you, how you spend that money. Is that correct?
Well, yes, I suppose it is, but the grant is very specific for hiring a project manager for the intimate partner initiative that we have. And I don't want to take up everyone's time, but a little bit.
I'll cut you off when you're
okay.
Looking at your explanation of what it is.
You would like to?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so I think that we've been pretty strong in Ulster County in our attempts to prevent domestic violence. And I got to
a visit from a lady named Johanna Sullivan from the governor's office came down and said, Holly, we have an initiative that we'd like to roll out in one county in New York State. We have enough money to start one place, and we'd like to do it in Ulster County. And I said, well, tell me about it. And I had some concerns about the potential risks that it might have to victims. She's a pro, a former prosecutor, been involved in this, and convinced me that this is something that we might be able to use to cut down on domestic violence. The initiative started in a place called North Point in North Carolina, High Point, North Carolina. And so there's a model outstanding. It hasn't been tried here in New York State. We went down and met with a bunch of people. We talked to John Jay, who's part of this process, and all of that is none of that is requiring anyone. John Jay has contributed or committed a staff of people that are going to help in this initiative. And it's basically a data-driven process where we try to identify the people who we think are most likely to commit domestic violence and get to them before they commit domestic violence. And there are a lot of different ways that we want to do that, but mostly we want to, my plan is to try and get to the people who are first time in the system and go to them and seek whatever counseling or whatever processes you need to do to keep them from committing further acts of domestic violence. So it's a budget neutral process. The funding is for 2 years for the all of the other funding already in place. We are working with Family Department of Social Services. Probation is a huge piece in this. The Department of Parole is a piece of this. KPD is a part of the, of what's going on. We have information services on DIRs already, which is one of the reasons I think they came to us and said, you know, you guys are doing a lot of the things that we think are going to be successful, and we'd like to see this work. But their goal, frankly, is that if this is successful here, is to roll it out in other counties. Rich, I understand, I think when I come to you, that most of the provisions we have, basically, you have the funding, you have our goal. If you lose the funding, so come back to me. I get that. And if I can't come back to you in 2 years and say this is a good thing for the people that you represent, well, I shouldn't do that. So I come to you with that understanding. But the good news is today it's a budget-neutral process. So, I'd be happy to answer any questions that people have about.
Anyone have any questions?
I spoke to Holly before the meeting, and it sounds like it's a great program. I'm just, if you could come back to us, maybe at the end of the year in or 2 years, wherever it's appropriate to update.
I sure will. I think once, kind of going slow because I want your approval, but if we get this approval, I'd like to make it some type of public announcement, and I'm happy to have anybody who wants to stand next to me during that process. I think it's good for the public to know that we are committed as a group to combat this problem. And yes, I took you on the phone. I said, yeah, I will come back and say this is how we're doing.
Sure. Any other questions?
So it's mostly like a data collection position?
It's much more than that. The starting out point is the data processing. I've said many, many times, unlike most of the crimes that we prosecute, domestic violence is one area we can predict who's going to commit the next crime and sometimes where they're going to commit it. As you know, so many of the cases that must possibly have are repeat offenders and repeat victims. And it's very frustrating to me. My discussion is we're pretty good at what we do. We're pretty good at prosecuting people and holding them accountable. But we're not good at preventing this from happening and protecting the victims. And that's where I want to go with it. The whole initiative is more of a focus on defense behavior pre-incident than the victim behavior. And most of our awareness programs are all directed toward victims and trying to help victims, getting them out of their circumstances, getting them into counseling. And that's good, but we haven't really had a focus on the defendants, the people committing these crimes, and trying to change their behavior. And I really like that idea.
I think we all like the idea too, so we're going to try it. We're going to be authority to move forward with it. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much, Holly. Have a nice evening.
Well, do I go or do I go with the next room? I'm getting
ready. I got to go to the next room.
I got to go through. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Resolution 124, authorized construction memorial to Ulster County Courthouse at the county event. Your grounds.
$100,000
on? Yes. What are we spending $100,000
on? I read, but I didn't get what it was. If you were here 2 weeks ago, you would have known exactly. I really wanted to be here, Rich, but it was here or here in St. Lucia, and I chose St. Lucia, so I apologize.
Well, next time, put your priorities in line. But if you're looking back at the resolution, exactly the scope of work that's going to be done, statue of 30,000, favors of 20,000, arscaping 10,000, signage 10, site work 11, contingency 8,500.
The in it, it says the life expectancy is 5 years. And if anybody determined the period of probable usefulness, that specific project is 5 years.
Oh, that's the useful life on the bond. It's not the project, but it's just that's what they determine as the use. I guess in the day and age of money being what money is and how we look after the taxpayer and we're spending $100,000, I'm going to be a no.
I get back to the sculptor.
Oh, I'm sure she is. You know what? There is.
There's a road
in built a fish town somewhere that could use in repaying for $100,000 too, and instead of the statue. And how do I go back to a taxpayer and say, "Well, we're going to pave the road, but we built a statue instead." I can't do that. I don't think we need it.
You might be able to. You're having a
good time
that night.
I do quite well, so I'll be a no.
Do you mean that we sold our nursing home for $11.5 million, but now we're spending another $100,000 to remember it where it was? What's that?
Hardscaping. Hardscaping, from what I know, is like landscaping, but everybody uses their pavers.
That's where it started.
Boulder, cold rocks, hold on, please, one conversation.
I think this is an important project, but I hear what TJ's saying, and just out loud, I just want to say that I hope that we can bring it in under this number. The statue, I'm sure, is a fixed cost, but
TJ,
the pavers and the hardscaping and the
I'll show you my tattoo, Troy. You'll see what I donate.
So we can bring this number in lower than what we're for.
Once we at our hand it into the county section, hopefully they're able to do so.
We tend to stretch it out like.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
Aye.
Resolution 126, authorized construction to the Golden Hill facility water tower. Maximum cost of $640,000, authorized the issue of
$640,000.
No. Discussion. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. You need to see the pictures.
Resolution 128. Authorizing a realignment of reconstruction of intersection of New Falls Road and South Cherokee KK in the town of Lloyd and North Italian. Imagine cost of $320,000. Issue of $20,000.
Second.
Discussion. Now roll call, in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 130, authorizing the reconstruction of the Public Works Administration Building in Ulster County, and that can cost $148,000, and also the issue of $148,000 in bond.
Second. Let me let something go, because it's fairly new. The resident building?
Yeah, right.
That wasn't built in the 60s. I was on that block. I was 18. I don't think that thing was built. It used to be an apartment complex there. How old is that thing?
Three Parker Center?
No.
Public Works School. I don't know. I didn't hear that name.
Well, that's probably when Bangor Lou was the chairman.
I thought it was more aesthetically pleasing and probably one of the better built buildings in the county.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions? Not a roll call. All in favor, say aye. 137. Lady offering handy sexual flags to her except sexual flags. Break 5711 state funding and return to existing community agreement with the New York State Department of Tennessee for offering assistance purchase of 4 local or medium buses for fiscal year 2017-18 on public transportation.
So moved. Second.
Any other discussion? Now roll call, get it out. Any other music? Old business? Motion to adjourn, please. Come on, make a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
No.
TJ, you second?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.